Hello, and welcome to a special episode of the ChapCast. I'm Denise Stanford, your host for today. I'd like to start today's episode by introducing myself and our guests for today's listeners. I am the Senior Director of Operations for CHAP Center for Excellence, which is a division of CHAP that's dedicated to providing community-based care industry with education that engages the learner and builds skill and knowledge, and also products that not only improve the quality of care for our patients, but add a differentiator in the market. One of those products is our disease program certification, and that's what we're here today to talk about. So without further ado, I'd like each of our guests to do a quick introduction. Shelley, I would love to start with you.
Thank you, Denise. This is Shelley Cartwright. I am the CEO of Apex Hospice and Palliative Care. I've been with the agency going on 10 years. We are CHAP accredited and also participate in the disease management program. So I'm really grateful to be here and I can't wait to share with everyone.
Thank you so much, Shelley. Irina, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone, and thank you. My name is Irina Gorovaya. I am owner and president of MET Healthcare Group. We are a home health consulting and education provider. I'm always, doesn't matter how long I've been in this industry, since 1997, very much still excited about any opportunities for collaboration or bringing information to our providers. So thank you so much for having me today, and I'm looking forward to our discussion.
Awesome. Bobby, if you want to introduce yourself and then just go ahead and maybe start talking a little bit about our disease programs.
Okay, thanks, Denise. Hi, everyone. My name is Bobby Warner, and I'm the Senior Program Manager here for Center for Excellence with CHAP. And I have been having the privilege of actually providing the major oversight of the development of these certifications. I'm looking forward to talking with you about that and hearing from the experience from our first organization that was certified, and then hearing from Irina too. So disease program certifications, there are a couple of things that make them very different from accreditation. One of the main differences is that in accreditation, we evaluate the care provision, but in disease management certification, we are ensuring the program development that would allow for the organization to provide disease-specific care to their patients. So it's program related. That's one of the main differences. Secondly, it is a totally virtual-based process. It is comprised of two components, a document review session and a interview process, which is very similar to the accrediting process, except that it is done virtually. One of the other key pieces about certification is an organization does not need to be CHAP accredited in order to determine that they are working to attain a disease-specific certification. We currently have six different programs, and they include heart failure, wound, diabetes, dementia, stroke recovery, and COPD. Our most often purchased certification is actually heart failure, with wound following a very close second.
Bobby, I know Shelley's going to talk a little bit about this, but in your experience, has the virtual process alleviated some of the stress that a lot of providers might feel about having someone come on site?
I would love to say it totally relieves the stress, but it doesn't. There's still compliance to a set of standards that are specific to each disease process. And so, you know, making sure that you work your way towards that compliance is a little daunting for anybody, right? Wanting it to do it correctly. So, but there is a lot of support along the way. You have a identified surveyor who works with the organization, who's there to answer questions, and we provide two steps to get through the document phase and two steps to get through the interview phase. We've never had anybody not pass And they usually pass right on the first interview. So it is daunting, but it's totally doable. And I know Shelley will be sharing that.
Thanks, Bobby. That's great insight for our providers. I think it's also such a nice value add that you don't have to be CHAP accredited. Although if you've gone through an accreditation process, that likely helps prepare providers to a large degree for what they could expect from this survey process. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. One of the benefits of being CHAP accredited already is that there are probably about half of the standards are standards that are very similar to what you use in accreditation. So when you think about having documents and policies and procedures, you already have processes in place, policies in place to have compliance to those standards. A couple of them that I think of off the top of my head are infection control program and then your performance improvement program. The only difference really between accreditation and the disease certification is ensuring that you have an outcome specific to the disease certification within your PI program.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Another nice thing I think for people to know, Denise, is that all of our standards have been peer reviewed by either physicians or other subject matter experts. And we're now in the process, aren't we, of getting them re-reviewed because they've committed to do that for us on an annual basis. And there have been some slight changes, very slight, but we find those physicians are great in letting us know what the newest and greatest resources are for our providers.
Yep. That's part of our commitment to continuous quality improvement, right? Is for those standards to be reviewed on a regular basis for updates.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'd love for Irina to talk a little bit more about her involvement in this collaborative process and what your program really brings to the table, Irina.
Thank you, Denise. So first of all, I wanted to say that I'm very glad we're discussing this subject because not very many providers are aware of disease program certification. And so it's wonderful to spread awareness and also kind of let the providers know that CHAP accreditation is not required as a condition of participating in the disease program certification. So that's wonderful. We had an opportunity to work with your organization to develop the policy manual for wound disease management to ensure that our policy manual meets the CHAP standards for disease certification and could be potentially helpful to the agencies that are seeking to receive certification in this area. So that was a wonderful collaboration. And, you know, we're happy to say that we have the CHAP verified stamp for our product. But don't want to focus on our product that much, just more on, you know, what the providers should expect when they, you know, attain the disease program certification. And so as Bobby mentioned, you know, of course, when you look at the standard and the requirements, one of the things that comes along right away kind of is policies and procedures. And so I wanted to take this time, you know, in discussion and to reassure that providers, you know, I know we very often have concerns about, you know, the burden, the amount of time that all of those things are going to take to go through the process. But as Bobby said, it's very doable. And so when you look at policy procedures, for example, for the disease program certification, please do not think that, you know, out of that list of procedures that you're going to see, you do not have to do all of them from scratch. I think it's important to realize that lots of policy procedures already exist, and all you have to do is build on some of those. Of course, there might be need to develop specific disease program certification, you know, focus procedures. But for example, you know, all the agencies are expected to have infection control procedures or comprehensive assessment and plan of care. So you would actually incorporate that disease program certification requirement into your existing procedures. So that makes it much more doable. Similar, you know, a big piece of the requirement is involving that disease program certification, whatever program that may be, is to incorporate it into your quality assessment performance improvement process, right? So another example, you're not building this quality assessment performance improvement process from the beginning. You already have a requirement to have that. So you're going to be modifying it, adding on what is required for disease program certification. That's to give you an example, and maybe Shelley can talk about it more. But for example, for heart failure, you could be maybe focusing on metrics for, you know, for after implementation of the program, what is your rates of rehospitalization, you know, within 30 days of admission? For wound management, something that we've kind of worked on a lot was the rate of hospitalization related to wound care infections or wound-related infections among patients participating in the program versus patients that not. You really want to focus your activities on things that will show you how effective is the program is, you know. And again, I'd love to hear Shelley's story about that as well. And of course, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, we're definitely going to hear about that in just a minute. I really wanted to take a quick pause and just ask a question for you and Bobby. I know you worked really closely together when you were building this policy and procedure manual. Bobby, can you share a little bit about what some of the insights were that you were able to provide to Irina going through that verification process?
I think probably we actually met quite frequently, which was nice on a routine basis for her to be able to ask questions and those type of things. And I think clarification of what those clinical practice guidelines are and how to utilize them and how to build a resource for providers that uses those clinical practice guidelines was real key for Irina. They did a great job in making this tool that can really help an organization just go from zero to a certified program with, you know, a lot of support, which is great. And that's what we do along the way. So we do that with our providers going through certification, and we do that with our consulting folks who are building product to help them too.
Awesome. Thank you. Irina, did you want to add a little bit to that?
Yeah, and like so we had at most, you know, beautiful experience. I think that's a lot of collaboration and exchange of ideas, which is wonderful. And one of the things I did want to mention for providers looking for this opportunity or looking for taking advantage of the disease program certification is that you are not alone, right? You can reach out to, if you do not have the time or resources or worried about the burden that it may create, you know, you have support of CHAP, right, walking you through some things and providing clarifications, or you have support of organizations like ours, you know, you've kind of dived into this process as well. So do not give up on your idea if you're really interested in kind of getting that pathway of care that is specialized, you know, either at heart failure, wound care, dementia, whatever that might be.
That's great. You know, that's one of those things, whether you're building a program from scratch and you need a little extra assistance, that's where I know you can kind of jump in and help providers that are kind of trying to really get something going and build something. And they may be doing that because they are already serving a population of patients that have a specific diagnosis, or they may just be identifying a need in the community for something more specialized for that area. I'd love to segue to talking a little bit about Shelley's experience in getting a program certified. Shelley, you already had a patient population you were serving. Is that right?
Yeah. So we already had our accreditation in palliative care. So yes. So I'll talk a little bit about how it came about and the value that it has brought to us, our agency, our patients, our families, even to our employees, which is amazing. Most of our employees have been here for 10 years or better. So when CHAP reached out, I actually got a phone call to tell us that they were going to do disease program certification and kind of talk with us about it. It was a given that we were going to move forward. It was just what was our first choice, which was not hard to decide. And it kind of goes back to Bobby and I speak of this also, my first seat in operations. Since that day, I've been with CHAP. And so I have professionally evolved. And so as I have evolved, so has my company and my employees. So continuous quality improvement and collaboration has made us very successful at what we do. The value that it has brought, first of all, to our employees is that they took ownership over it. So the success of our heart failure patients that we are focused on and their families, you know, it's all about the education that your employees have received and how they've received it. And if they take ownership in what the entire company is trying to do, and they absolutely do, we have stories that we share with so many physicians and hospitals of congestive heart failure patients who have been in and out of the hospital. We just had one. She was in and out 7 times in like 2 or 3 months. She has been on our palliative program focused on our heart failure self-management that we learned through the standards to teach our patients and families. And she was just recently discharged from service. She's driving. She's never been back to the hospital. She's able to socially engage. Her emotional state is great. And more than that, because of the visits made to her at home and the continuous teaching, she was able throughout this process to have a voice in her healthcare. And I think that is a huge value that not just, you know, that palliative care and these disease programs bring to these individuals who normally may not have that voice. So the value is, it's huge. Speechless, but it's huge. You know, and I think it's a part of also, as I've brought up in the past, our retention of our employees, because they like that we do these disease programs, that we do these certifications, that we put focus on certain individuals. And although, you know, once you know the standards and you're a part of CHAP, you always have those standards in the back of your mind. But to be able to take them to the next level, it helps them to excel professionally, enhances the work that they do, and they talk about it. So there's just so many levels of value that we have experienced. Of course, our quality improvement is focused on 2 things. It's focused on self-management at home, you know, being able to know how and monitor your blood pressures, your weight gain, just all of those simple CHF heart failure things that happen that you're not always aware of or know to monitor. That is one, is successful self-management, which of course is weighed by not going back to the hospital and gaining independence while having heart failure. And we have seen firsthand that that is very possible if you have the right program in place and the right people teaching it.
Well, you said a few things that really stood out to me. And number one, first of all, I love that you engaged your staff in getting this program certified. What a cool thing for them to have some ownership over. I don't know whether you already had staff that had specialized training in this area, or was this something that you were able to offer and enhance for them?
Yes. No, we did not have specialized trained staff. So we were able to find the right education that needed to be provided outside of the standards that we knew needed to be implemented and maintained. But for them to go above and beyond, and our nurse practitioners to receive special training in heart failure patients through CAPSI or the American Heart Association, they went through some very long months of very thorough training by the right people, by the right professionals.
That's awesome. What a great way for you to invest in your staff and your staff to really feel empowered to provide better quality care for this patient population.
Absolutely. And so just I'll talk a little bit about the survey process. I know that it's been brought up a couple of times, and I'm a little bit OCD about things. So Bobby and I have an amazing relationship because her collaboration is so above and beyond. So it was such a seamless process. And like has been said earlier, you know, people are kind of fearful. Oh my gosh, you know, accreditation, certification, all these standards. We had so much collaboration. We had so many questions. We picked up the phone. We had someone on the other line every time. Or if we asked to have a meeting, conference call, or a Zoom meeting. So it's not like, okay, here's the standards. Read them, implement them. Of course, that's the easy part. You can write policies, correct? But to really understand what the disease program certification means outside of what you were reading was amazing. The help that we received and we felt the success that CHAP had for us. So it was pretty amazing. Virtual is a little less stressful. just a little bit. But I mean, it's not because so much of the process, it's that any agency, once they make a decision that we are going to specialize in this and we're going to make a difference and we're going to put in the work to show that we are serious, just that's the last piece. The last piece is someone else saying, you did it. You know, congratulations. And it's a very happy moment to know. It's like a win because you know from that moment that we're continuing our quality process and we're going to continue to make a difference.
That's awesome. Bobby, I want you to share a little bit about working alongside Shelley for her organization to get this certification. But I also just want to say congratulations for, you know, getting through that and actually almost being at renewal.
So yes,
that's
we are.
Pretty exciting too.
Thanks for the reminder.
You know, the one other thing about this being virtual is, and the benefit, difference between accreditation and the certification process is that this doesn't have to be unannounced. So everything is very planned. And Bobby can speak to that a little bit more.
Yes, that's absolutely true, Denise. And the other nice piece of this too is that if you make a decision to move forward with a disease management certification, from the time that you obtain the standards, you have a full year to implement those processes, to develop, educate your staff, like Shelley was talking about, and be able to submit some readiness for your review of your product. I think that I'm actually glad Shelley and Apex Hospice was our first because she is so passionate and she's just one of those people who, when you start to, talk with her, you cannot help but feel that passion and excitement there. I remember when we finished the interview, unlike accreditation where you wait, are we or are we not accredited? You know, at that end of the interview, we were able to say we see no possible reason why not. You know, we, as of this date, your certification stands, and they were like jumping for joy and I was jumping for joy, and it was great. Shelley, I do wonder if you could talk for a minute about the web process. The assessment tool itself is a web-based process.
Yes, I would be happy to. I forgot about all of that, but absolutely. So the we did an assessment and we uploaded our policies, which most companies would embrace that because you know beforehand where you still have some work to do. But it was very seamless for us. Once we sorted out exactly how to upload them and what increments the policies and procedures, we did it within a couple of hours. We were able to complete our assessment, upload our policies. If throughout that time we weren't sure of something before we finished or we moved on to the next piece, we would get in touch with Bobby. If she wasn't available, there was always someone else available to us, and figure that out together and then just keep moving. So the process was very seamless for us to be able to do that online.
And then the interview process, that's just anyone who's been through a survey of any sort, right? Always asked questions along the way. And that interview process is merely taking all those questions that would be asked during a site visit or survey and having an opportunity to speak to you. So I appreciated the time you gave us for that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, before I move on, I think it's also important for other agencies to know that it also allows you to partner with other healthcare providers and healthcare communities who share the same mission, values, and qualities that you are actually aiming towards. And so other professionals and healthcare entities recognize that they want to be a part of the same standard we're providing, and they want to become a part of that. So we, I spoke with Bobby earlier last week, but our plan is definitely to move forward and to apply for another certification in this year. So
congratulations. That's fantastic. It's great news. I think, you know, coming back to Irina for just a second, something that you said rang true for me and for, I think, all of our providers is that the work is actually already being done, but adding on the disease program adds a little bit more to that. So it's not a whole new framework for care, but it's an addition. So, like Bobby, maybe that's something you could speak to just a little bit. So for example, you know, with any onset of care, you're going to do an assessment of the patient, but what would be different if you had a disease program?
Right. So in each disease program, there are specific assessment elements that are related to that disease. Let's just take wound care for an example, right? The standards help you to come through with a actual comprehensive wound assessment rather than just, you know, okay, this wound is on the leg it's 3 inches by 4 inches and that's all you have, right? So it really steers. It's a way to standardize for your providers, for your staff, the expectations in that comprehensive assessment. And I think that's one of the things that Irina really worked on in her program.
Irina, do you want to say a little bit more about that?
So one other thing that really resonated with me, what Shelley just said, is she said that her staff professionally evolved, right? And so one of the things I wanted to mention is that obviously education is a big part of the disease program certification. And by narrowing down or specializing in a certain disease management, we're allowing our staff opportunity to really advance their skills and knowledge in one specific area, which constitute the professional development for them. So very often we are steering away for the projects like that, for, you know, taking on the program certification process because we're worried about the staff buy-in, the pushback from them. I think it's important to realize that sometimes we're making these decisions for them and think that's going to be a burden for them. But in all honesty, they might really appreciate that ability to learn something new and to be specialized in certain area that could take them other places, you know, and seeing an outcomes from the patient that are improved really gives them this rewarding feeling. So I think if nothing else, this participation of this program and an education aspect of it could really be a strategy for retention, you know, and we know that, you know, that's a big thing right now. So I think that is wonderful that you experience that personally with your staff, and I hope that other organizations that participate in the program can attest to the same. So
I mean, right now, you know, we have 6 different programs to choose from. And if an agency were just getting started and building one of these, it's something they could actually engage their staff in asking the question, you know, how could we best serve our patient population? And who here is game for advancing their professional development in a certain area? And really get their buy-in that way.
Absolutely.
And Shelly, it sounds like your staff felt like that.
Absolutely, they did. They were excited. They were excited that we were asking them to enhance their education. You know, sometimes it's conferences where you get so much at one time. This was very focused on heart failure, where they knew that there was use for it at the end of the education. Like they were actually going to be able to learn and go out and practice what they learned because it was the new standard for our entire company, right? And I was sharing with Bobby last week or the week before when we started speaking about my renewal. Our renewal was that we have the same providers in place that began with the heart failure program with us still practicing it and continuing to take those classes throughout the past year. So it's been an amazing process for our entire agency.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that you've had good engagement from your staff and some retention as well. One of the reasons we do an annual review for disease program is actually because of staff turnover and ensuring that there are staff still on board a year later that have that training that they need to perform.
Well, then you can pass my renewal because we're good.
Shelly, not that easy.
Well, we're excited to go through this renewal with you. As Bobby mentioned, you were our first certified program, so you get to be our first renewal as well.
That's right. That's right.
It's pretty exciting.
We keep breaking quality records. Quality records.
Love it. Well, I just want to take a minute to thank all of you for joining today and collaborating once again to bring this information to our listeners. Bobby, do you want to talk a little bit about what someone would do if they were interested in pursuing a program like this, what their next steps would be?
Absolutely. I don't know how many of our listeners are aware that we have a new website, Denise. And part of that website is easy access to the disease management certifications and also a little video from each of the physicians and subject matter experts who were involved in approval of the standards. So if you wanted to know a little bit more before you made a decision, that'd be a good place to go, right on chapbank.org. And then if you want to go further, you can either make a call into our organization or just go ahead and purchase the certification right there. We receive an automated email that lets us know that there's been a purchase. And I love what we do, Denise. We actually reach out to the organization within a couple of days. We schedule a time to meet together to talk about the process, to answer any questions. And we don't leave it just there and wait a year. You know, we have certain timelines, like every 3 months, set up to just check in, make sure everything is going well, if there's any questions that need to be answered and that type of thing. So that's part of our support along the way.
Fantastic. And in addition to that, we do also have some partnerships with consultants like Irina. So if our customers do need some additional support in that area, we can make that referral and provide that resource for them as well. So really happy to have had you all here today. And I really want to thank our listeners for joining us. And then, like Bobby said, go check out the new website, check out those videos, and pick a program that's going to work for you and your staff and the patient population you serve.